From the California Institute of Technology, this is the Lowdown on Science with Sandrit Singh Low.
You know the drill. The after-lunch meeting, your boss droning on and on about long-term goals and strategic planning and... you're out. It's not your fault. It's not even your boring boss's fault. It's the food coma, the unbearable sleepiness that sets in about half an hour after you've finished a big meal. Researchers at the University of Manchester have now discovered exactly how it works. The big player is glucose, the sugar that surges into the bloodstream as your jumbo teriyaki wrap digests. When we're hungry, we have low levels of glucose in our bloodstream and brain. It's hard to sleep because we're on the lookout for food. Alert, on the prowl. After we've eaten, glucose levels are high and we don't need energy to track down donuts. The brain winds down. The reason why, says Denis Berdikov and his colleagues, has to do with tiny proteins in the brain called orexins. Orexins promote wakefulness. Berdikov found that the neurons that make orexins have pores in their surface that glucose uses to send in a signal that shuts down the production of the peppy protein. When there's lots of glucose, orexin levels crash, and so do you. So, afternoon siesta explained. It's all neuroscience. The porn you accidentally emailed to the entire office? You're on your own.
The Lowdown on Science is produced by Caltech in Pasadena, California, on the web at caltech.edu, and by 89.3 KPCC. Support comes from TIAA CREF, Financial Services for the Greater Good, on the web at TIAA-CREF.org.